Welcome, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Koi with Ira Podcast Show. The good holidays is coming. Thanksgiving, Christmas, Halloween, New Year's. What everybody is planning to do. I don't know. Seems like the year just went real fast. And first of my year of 2023, it was just hell on earth. That's how I remember it. The second half is like a roller coaster going up and down the second quarter of the year. But how are your first and second quarter of 2023? Oh boy, I can't wait to see 2023. But I mean 2022. How are your first and second quarter of 2022? And 2023? I don't know what it's going for that. I guess we just gotta go with the flow, huh? That's what this show is all about. Not only that, some good games coming on Thursday and Sunday. You got your fantasy football ready? You got your popcorn and your team and your everybody else ready? Let's go with the football. Go with the flow. Okay, now, the second quarter of the year has begun, and most of all the TV shows is coming back, and so on, and spring, summer break is over, and then once you get older, it seems like the years just fly past, but for the young kids, it seems like the year go slow because now they have to get up and go to school. And guys, girls, how do you feel about the school new year? All the things that happened throughout the years with school shootings and craziness. What you think about this year? 2023. Well, let me tell you, it's nothing like when I was going to school, or when your parents, and definitely when your grandparents was going to school. I mean, it's for y'all guys, it's just, it was getting there. The warning signs was all over. Nobody paid attention. Red flags was everywhere. When the drug war started, when the AIDS came out, and all that rap music started evolve. I'm not blaming on rap music, so just sit down and shut up. Okay? Not blaming it on rap music or video games and stuff like that. The world been killing each other since the world been turning. And music and video wasn't even invented when the first man killed. So I'm not blaming it on movies, TV shows, or video games, or rap music. And those who do that, just remember, Kane was the first murderer. He didn't have Grand Theft Auto or Arnold Schwarzenegger and Sylvester Stallone and all. There was no Paramount, 20th Century Fox and all that when he did the first murder. Okay? Let's keep it real, people. Entertainment is entertainment. If you can't handle it, don't go to the movies, turn the TV, or just throw your TV out and read the Bible like you should be reading the Bible. Now, shoot, when that bullcrap, okay, video games is the cause of stuff. How come I'm back in the 30s with all the gangsters in Chicago and all were killing people and all? I know it was no video games then. Bonnie and Clyde, look at them. Look at all the gangsters, the mob, all the stuff they did. Check your history. The KKKK. Murdering people because they different. Oh, I know. You turn on a video game, you shoot a couple things, turn it off. Know your limits. Make rules. Okay? Set rules. Enforce them. That's all I can tell you. But the entertainment world, I'm writing books too. Got to do with shooting, horror, everything. But I never picked up a gun and shot no one. I thought about it when I was married. But I also thought about my freedom and other people who would love me, who around me, who love me. And I took not to be selfish over that. Even though I want to go bang bang to that thing that called my kids called mother. But I didn't. And I'm free, still free as a bird. Matter of fact, I'm more free because I'm not married no more. Some people just can't hold their anger. That's what Star Wars was about. The light, the dark, selfish, evil, hate. Darth Vader, Anakin Skywalker had all of that in them. The Emperor, all of that. The Rebels, Luke, Leia, Han, and all the ones in 7 and 8 and 9 had all the good, fighting for the good cause. And just what side of life are you on? You know, the good or the evil? The empire, darkness, or the heavenly light side? The force comes in many ways. That's why I always end the show, may the force of God be with you. Because his force is loving, caring, joyful, and all. May the force of Jesus, God, be with you. That's why I always end with that. You got that force in you. You got him in you. Then his force is all over. His love is all over. That means you're going to do good things automatically. Because you believe in him. You love him and all. But if you into evil, unrighteousness, look at too many horror movies, play Grand Theft Auto, the time you get up until the time you go to bed, that's not normal. You know? And That's my point, you know. And your parents don't even monitor to you. Then you go on social media and all this gospel on social media. You pick on people. And then the person you pick on had enough. He or she just can't take it no more. And all the signs is there. But the teachers, principals, social workers don't see it. Been coming back many times. This person picking on me, bullying. And this person is peaceful, mind his own business, do what's right, do his homework, and all that stuff. Nothing to do. He played his little video games and all. But in the dark, these people pick on him. Pick on him, pick on him. He told people, he told his parents, he told them. But his parents don't listen, tell him, don't be a chump. Go to school. I want to hear it. And then told his best friend. Now he's firing back on social media. He putting up angry stuff because it was thrown back to him. Now he can't take it no more. He putting it up now. Videos on Facebook, Instagram, whatever the other one done is, TikTok. Now he fighting back. Now he's already ready to snap. They already boarded. Now the volcano is already blow. But still nobody see it. Then that day comes. That day comes. He turned 18. He have enough money to do the real thing. And he want revenge. And next thing you know, it's on TV, breaking news. You know? And when I'm saying teachers, social workers, friends, close friends, even ones who not friends with them, watch the signs. Watch everything someone do. If you know someone being bullied, check up on them. Watch the signs. Keep going to your teachers, his parents, whoever you can go to. And just maybe, if you do your part, we won't hear about no more school shootings. Stop the bullying. Be friends with everybody. Stop the harassing. You know, and we can get through the school year without even having CNN, and all the news, breaking news, this happened at this school. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of hearing about it. The source had to start somewhere. It had to start somewhere. No. And people don't pay attention. Oh, he just is the janitor. He don't have no life. You don't know what that man been through. You keep picking on him. You pick on him. And you pick on him. I'm not saying he had the right to do what he do. No. That's not what I'm saying. No. He knows the thoughts is coming to his head. Even if you're 15, 16, 17, you know those starts, and you keep going to your teachers and stuff. Keep going to them. Keep going. Tell your parents. Tell your doctor. Do everything you can. No. Just keep telling, you know, and no bullies. People need to stop bullying, you know, and we can start being safe in school, shopping, and all that stuff. I mean, it starts from somewhere. Somebody strike a match with somebody. But don't give it the right to go out and shoot people and stuff like that. No. Go get help. If you're seeing stuff, you're saying stuff, don't do it. Go get help. And if you're pushing people to the edge, you need to go get help too. The school year is fresh. It's fresh. Let's get to 1 year. 1 year, America, without hearing about any bad news in school. Across the country. I don't care what city, county, state, whatever you live in. Let's get to 1 year. Social workers, principals, teachers, parents, pay attention to the red flags. Even police officers who patrol the schools. Please pay attention to the red flags. All right. As you know, there's one red flag. Pull that person aside right away. And get them help. Keep an eye on that person. This one red flag. Don't matter if you get in trouble for taking that. Go ahead, get in trouble. At least you're sure. Okay? Get yourself in trouble. But you are saving other lives. The good of the many outweighs the good of the few. Or the one. And that one in the many you just saved. Because you saw that one red flag. Okay? Even though it might not be what you think it was. You took action just to make sure. Okay? Some of y'all know what I'm talking about. But some of y'all elevators just not going up. Go look at the news of the past. Maybe it'll go up. Go look at social media right now on your kid's phone and stuff. Maybe it'll go up. Because I'm tired of hearing about it. It's just worn out. Exhausted. Just fed up with those kind of news, breaking news, you know. I don't care if it's Donald Trump. I don't want nothing to happen to the man, you know. I just want him to pay for what he did to the country and everything. But I don't wish nothing bad on the brother. He's my brother. He's my heavenly brother. He was doing a job. He's human. He's God's child. He was created in God's image. And never wish nothing bad on him, you know. But don't hate him either. Just hate what he did to this 4 years. And his policies and the way he handled COVID-19 and all that. That's what I hated. And all the people that follow him. I hate that. I don't hate them. You know? He just a like I was talking, big booty, you know, bringing out hate, taking that dirt and just turning it around, digging it out. All the hate people was underground. Now he just took a shovel, just brought all the hate out. Don't think it's gone. Don't think it's over. It's not over by a mile, man. They mad. They mad because Joe Biden won. This election is coming up, 2024. I mean, who knows what's going to happen? You know? And I just say, just watch the signs. Watch the signs, watch the red flag, you know. Because it's there. And everything. And just have a great school year. All right? Look out for each other. From kindergarten to college. Have a great 2023 school year. And I think, I wish things was just like the, when we was going to school. Safe for your kids. For me, being a parent, so sorry. Things have to be like they are for y'all guys. School, patrolling. Someday they're going to have metal detectors in schools. You have to practice school shootings. We never had to do that. Back in the 60s, they had to duck because of the Cold War and all. But we never had to practice school shootings or nothing like that. When that kind of stuff will just fall from our mind. Go to school, get out of school, you know. When we were going to school, it was just, we never thought of something like that. Columbine would happen, or any other kind of school shootings, or grocery store shootings and stuff like that. Never. I mean, just like to be the first parent to say, anybody that's 35 and younger, we so sorry about how we handle things. Look at the world that we leaving you, and the world that we giving in our grandchildren and your children, the young ones. If we still going downhill, or if we just trying to make cover up our act, or are we really trying to make things right so they can have a better world? Shootings, the environment, look at it. Look at the North Pole back when you was going to school. Look at it. Go back in time. You can do that on your computer. Go back in time and look at the North Pole and South Pole back in the 80s, 70s, and 90s, early 90s. Look at it. We was getting snow around Christmas time. Time, any kid from 10 to 18, he's 10 years old. Time he get 18, he might not know what the North Pole is. He might never know there was snow there. They said it could be gone by 2040 or 45, maybe 2050. 2060. Windmills, solar complexion, electric cars, and recycling. We should have did that long ago, back in the 90s. Starting in the 1990, January the 1st, 1990. solar panels, electric cars, all of that should have came on the scene then. And it's our government too. They doing things to the weather. Ha! Oh. Oh. Superior story. Oh boy. Here we go. Those who believe that. Yeah, we got a lot of them out there that believe that. Why you think the International Space Station is up there? I just do your homework. Don't go on YouTube. Do your homework. Go on NASA. Look at NASA website. Dig in. Dig into other websites that have that kind of topic. And keep digging. Dig so far till you hit solid rock. Ask around what other people believe the same thing. Yeah. Our government. Why you think most of the Republicans don't care about the environment? It's some Democrats too, but they want to vote. So they have to care. The president is signing a bill for energy and all that stuff. You know, they had to make themselves look good. But the Republicans, they don't really care. They know what happened. I think they know more than the Democrats do. What's going on and all. It's just something strange about both parties. You know, to me, it's just something not right about both parties. And look into that. It's just too many secrets. And I really do believe America got a book of secrets. Because it's just too much stuff. How the hell somebody that hosts a reality show become president? I don't know. I mean, and then he get to do whatever he wants. Well, even one Republican voting to repeat him. Not one Republican voted to impeach him. Ain't that telling you all something? Something is going on with our government? I don't care what party it is. I mean, Obama did that, act like Donald Trump. Yeah, he should get impeached too. I don't care if he was the first black president. And he did the same thing Donald Trump did. Those Republicans and everybody would be burying him. You know? My theory, you know, I don't know about y'all. Yeah, just give y'all something to think about when I do this show. Make y'all really think when y'all be watching CNN, MSNBC, and how patrol that the government is patrolling the news media. I don't care what news media it is. You know the Republicans. You know Republicans is trolling Fox News. Fox News is all up their tail. Eating that doogie. That's why Republicans don't poop. Because they be eating the poop. Fox News. But don't worry. Democrats be biting too. But it's strange that I'm not hardly on both parties, you know, because why hide things from the public? You know, why? We know There's UFOs. We know that you covered it up back in 1947. We know that you stole technology from aliens. We know about people living in the desert, Roswell, Albuquerque, White Sand, New Mexico, Nevada, Las Vegas, all those people that live in there, live around that area, say they saw ships and stuff like that. So, why? Even on the East Coast, we get reports of that. You know? I mean, guys, people, this. I mean, it's really strange how we develop all this technology in just a little time. And it's growing and growing and growing and growing. And it's just getting bigger and bigger. You know, the technology is just getting more bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. I mean, look at the smart TVs. Look what I can do on the, now. Look what I can do from the corner of my home. Don't need no technician, nobody type nothing in. Just turn on the computer, uplink the software, push record. I got my podcast. You know, of course, there's other people on the other side, like Speak, the people from Speak doing all the other stuff, technology and keeping it up and going and all so on. But all I have to do is turn it on, record, uplink it, it's on all platforms, just like that. When computers first started, we had to type in codes. We had to pin in passwords and stuff like that. That slapped out. Thanks for Microsoft and Apple. But, and microchips and stuff like that. We used to have to wait a whole year, a whole 2 weeks to get a new episode of a TV show. Remember the Credible Hunks, Deucer Hazard? Yeah. While the new shows that came out in the fall was running, they had to took a while for them to send the shows to the studio, to the TV stations and stuff. Now you just push a button, download right on TV. Don't have to do nothing. From Hollywood to Baltimore, Chicago Fire, already uplinked and ready to go. Know how long it would take for them to do that back in the 80s and 70s? Probably 2 or 3 weeks just to send it over to the station. Y'all don't remember those days, do y'all? I do. Now, it's a switch called the Dead Man Switch. That's right. It's real. And I think that switch is at Area 51. You know, I really do. I swear to y'all guys. I think that Dead Man Switch to take us back to the cave days is at Area 51. I really do think aliens is living among us. They look like us. They talk like us. We already got AIs, robots, like you see in Terminator. We already got them. They at Area 51, Shadow Mountain, Black Stage Mountain. They already here, operating the internet and all. Don't believe me, do you? You think it's all science fiction? Yeah, that's what they want you to believe. That's why I say, bull, shit. The Bull worked with the Hollywood, Washington, worked together. Why you think the military is in Terminator, is in Transformers, and some of the other science fiction movies, like Battleship, Battle for Los Angeles? You always see the military in it. Pentagon had to prove that. And the people who run the Pentagon have to prove for the Pentagon to reprove. Getting mustard. You know what I'm talking about? Okay. Yeah. It's science fiction to you. Yes. That's what you want to believe. It's science fiction. There's no UFOs. Area 51 is just an empty base. Yeah, I know. It's a conspiracy story. There's a myth. Exactly what they want you to believe. Do we got care for the diseases we got? I can say I believe they do. I believe they do. I'm not saying they do. I can say that, but I can't say the other. I believe they do. Look how long people living. And if you got the money to pay for it, you're going to live. Look around you, people. Driving in your car, on the highway, look around. Look at the big, empty tractor trailers in front of you. Where they going? Who they work for? That's how the government moves stuff. You've seen it. Come on. X-Files fans. Y'all seen it in the X-Files, right? Why you think the X-Files was so controlled? It was controlled by Washington, who controlled the FBI. Okay? Get me? The X-Files are all real. Go to the FBI page. Look at X-Files. Go to YouTube and tell your computer to go to X-Files. They really got an X-Files division. I do not kidding you about that. Told you we're going to get in some deep stuff. We're going to get it. And it's a movie called The Black Phone. It's on Redbox. Anybody download the Redbox app with movies? You know the Redbox that you see in TV, in the grocery stores? And you can buy, you can get rent DVDs? Well, Redbox, they have a app on your TV too that you can download movies. And it's a movie called The Black Phone. The Black Phone. Anybody went to movies or saw that movie? I don't know. Did you? And it's not about something like the devil or paranormal activity and all that stuff. It's about the serial killer. You call that phone, he coming, you know. And I, you know, the things they come up with is some of the things that already been. Some of the movies they come up with, it already happened in history, covered up by another name or some kind of top secret classified thing. that somebody got a hold of to and changed the name. But it's a weird world, people. Just watch your red flags and watch the strange things that go on around you. And it's going to get weirder. As time go on, it's going to get weirder. Yes. That's why we got the International Space Station. They know about UFOs. They know about Roswell. And paranormal activities. Ghosts and goblins. And things from the spiritual world. It's real. It's real. And to me, those Ouija boards, where you put your hand on, you go, and I wouldn't mess with none of those stuff. I just wouldn't mess with none of that kind of activity stuff. I mean, I know people do buy that game. Oh, it's just a game, and you know, they. Stories about that Ouija board, people be told. Why you think they made 2 movies about it? And The Exorcist? Why you think we had judgment, Catholic preachers of judges and judgment. I can't even pronounce the name now. But they are the people you go to when you want an exorcist get done. And those kind of things are still going on across the world. Across the world. And some people say space is so dark. The other side, the dark side of the moon, is where we cannot see things. And that's where all the activity is going. It's people inside the moon watching us. When they went to the moon, they said the moon wasn't the moon. It was steel. Titanium steel. That's what they said it was. It was something under the surface of the moon. And I look at it at nighttime. I see how bright it is. Anybody ever look at the moon and see how bright it is? And see how sometimes it changes color from orange to sometimes red and all stuff like that? What you think? Do you think aliens and people was watching us from the moon? Or some other activity going on? And all these strange stuff. Oh boy, this is what this show is all about. It got me thinking, you know. Judges, UFOs, Area 51, the weather, school shootings, and stuff like that. This is what this show is about. To make you think about the things that's coming. As is, and sometimes in the past, so it won't happen in the future if we can stop it. And school shootings we can stop if we put effort to it. Just put effort to it, we can stop it. But I don't know, can we just make it to this school year, whole school year? Not one shot fired. Not one. Can we make it through that? Can we get the weather better? Solar panels, electric cars coming. If we're gonna see snow again, is it gonna get cold like it used to? Some people say the economy is crashing, and we don't know it. It's crashing right in front of our face, and we don't know it. They keeping it hidden from us. But some say it's already collapsed, and they putting up fake stuff to keep everybody calm. It's a lot of things going on. It's a lot of stuff going on, people. You don't have to believe none of it. None of the stuff I said, or have to do none of the stuff. You can believe whatever you want to. Just my job is to make you think about it. Just sit down and think about it. Why they keep saying the North Pole and South Pole is disappearing and stuff like that. And why technology went from A to zero, zero to 1,000 in this 2 decades, 3 decades. Gotta be a source. Gotta be. You think we ever gonna accomplish the Harbor Drive or the Warp Core like we see in Star Wars and Star Trek? Or you think we already got it? Or do you think we got a portal to go to other planets, just like you see in Stargate? You think that's a TV show? Or you think we really have it? My opinion, we already got the technology. We already got it. I'm sorry to say. Look at the cars. Look at the cars that you're driving right now with all the computers and the little displays and stuff. And Alexa and Siri and Google talking to you and all. And the car, you just started up from your house. We already got the technology, people. We already got it. The government, they was trying to keep it from us, but to get it to the general purpose, to get it to the general audience, they need to sell it. We the public people. We the general public, you know, and for them to try to keep it for themselves wasn't working. Because it was going to come out anyway. The military had it first. Black Ops. And under Black Ops. Under that Black Ops had it first. Area 51. Shot a mountain. And other areas around Virginia and all. In the mountains and stuff. They had it first. You know. Area 51. This. But they need the money. They say, let's give it to the general public. And here we are, general audience. We got the technology. Computers. Everybody a podcaster. Everybody is a YouTuber. You know? And we get a little piece of, a little kind of crumbs of the pie for it. For doing a podcast or a YouTube channel, we get a little crumbs of the pie. When I say little crumbs, I mean some of the commercials that they pay on. You know? And since this is a free speech country, we have the right to our opinion. No evidence to prove what I'm saying. I don't have no evidence. The evidence is in science fiction movies and books and technology and the chips and the microchips. They're your evidence. And speak and YouTube, Google, Microsoft, Apple, they're your proof. And the North Pole, South Pole. And it gets hot, 90 degrees in February. 95 degrees on the East Coast in February. There you prove. Alright, we're going to take a break. Hear some music. Think about it. The truth is out there.
Stop what you're doing and let him go. Pack up all your things when you're finally done. Call me up, sweet mama, we'll run. 'Cause oh, what a way to live a life. Living in pain and fear as a wife. I said next time he hurts you, I'll know when. That time will be the last he ever hurts you. Put all your extra makeup on work. We all feel it too, we know you're hurt. I know some time will pass before you know what's real. I can't change the way you feel. But oh, what a way to live a life. Living in pain and fear as a wife. I said next time he hurts you, I'll know. That time will be the last he ever hurts you again.
A song for a friend. Well, hope I gave some of you to think about in this episode, and the government, the weather, school, and all. And like I said at the beginning of the season, we're getting back into the base of things to make you think about some of the things around you and why they emerge so fast. Why they are developing so fast. Why the people is not paying attention to things that can be stopped before they happen. It's a mad world, people. Strange new worlds. We don't have to go to strange new worlds. We already live in one. Undiscovered country. We already got people who's undiscovered, who working for us in Capitol Hill and Washington and all. And the air we believe, sometimes you wish that you can go back to the days of 1800s and all, the early days when you see snow in the mountains and all. What direction we going? You sure not going up or straight? America the brave. What our future is. Love you, America. Matter you're black, white, Indian, Puerto Rican, Muslim, whoever you are, Chinese, Japanese, I don't care. You're my American brother. Love you. God bless you. May the force be with you. May the fourth of God be with you. Live long and prosper. And as always, Ashley, and always, we love you. Good night.